Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Wednesday morning, May 14th. I'm Matthew Passy. This time, the best jobs that don't require a four-year degree and getting the most bang for your buck on Memorial Day travel. Those stories as we continue.
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF, the chemical company.
There are plenty of good jobs out there for folks that don't require getting a four-year college degree.
They range from jobs like appliance repair and auto body repair, the kinds of things you traditionally think of, to jobs like web developer and skincare specialist and paralegal.
That's CareerCast publisher Tony Lee. He said some healthcare jobs also topped their list of best jobs without a degree in 2014.
Respiratory therapist and jobs like dental hygienist, you know, where you don't need a four-year degree. You definitely need some training, but you don't have to get that four-year degree.
Others on the list include administrative assistant, bookkeeper, hairstylist, carpenter, and electrician. Even though you don't need a four-year degree for these jobs, Tony says there are two things you will have to have to land these positions.
Dedication and some training. Go get the training you need, whether it's a two-year degree or a certificate program, and then be dedicated to succeeding in the job.
You can find the complete list, Best Jobs Without a Degree in 2014, that'll include the jobs, the required training, and average salary, all that available at CareerCast.com. As we continue, saving on Memorial Day travel.
America was built by innovators and dreamers like you. To celebrate, LegalZoom dedicated this month to innovation by making it easy for you to file trademark or copyright applications, incorporate your business, or form an LLC. Call or visit LegalZoom.com. They'll provide the personal attention you need and help take care of all the details. For a limited time, get a special price on trademark and copyright applications by using the referral code WSJ at checkout. LegalZoom provides legal help through independent attorneys and self-help, but they're not a law firm.
The unofficial start of summer, Memorial Day, is almost here. We spoke with Travelocity senior editor Courtney Scott about what consumers can expect if they try to fly out for the holiday. First thing she warns is that round-trip airfares are up 4.2% over 2013.
So travelers can expect to pay about $367. Internationally, not as steep of an increase in price, only about a 1.3% year-over-year increase.
But Courtney says there are ways to save on an airline ticket if you have some flexibility.
Departing on Wednesday, May 21st, and returning on Sunday, the 25th, is the cheapest round-trip flight at about $338.
Traveling on off-peak days is the easiest way to save money and avoid overly crowded airports. And speaking of crowds at the airport, Courtney says you really need to plan on arriving early for check-in.
We recommend about 2 hours for domestic flights in advance and 3 hours internationally. I also recommend downloading all of your pertinent details and boarding passes onto your smartphone. It eases the stress of having to, you know, fumble with your papers while you're waiting in line.
Again, that was Travelocity senior editor Courtney Scott. That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Matthew Passy for the Wall Street Journal.